I can quickly recognize true courage when I see it, and your eyes have shown it me each day.
This new adaptation features a starry cast, including James Purefoy and Indira Varma.
Sweet heavens, you've destroyed me, Rodrigo.
Ximena.
Leave!
Pierre Corneille's El Cid is Drama on 3 on Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, here on BBC Radio 3, or listen again online via the Radio 3 website.
Yes, this is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM. We're on digital radio and in HD sound online. 11 o'clock now, it's time for Jazz on 3, the best in contemporary jazz, presented by Jez Nelson.
Good evening et bienvenue à Jazz on 3. Tonight, we're taking a musical trip across the channel to France, a nation whose distinct voice and heritage in the jazz tradition perhaps doesn't always get the recognition it deserves. We've a menu of several courses coming up, sets all recorded at the Jazz Ahead Festival last year, from a Sun Ra tribute with a twist to one of France's elder jazz statesmen. And you may have heard the sad news that the Canadian pianist Paul Bley died earlier this month, and I'll be playing one of his last recordings to close the show tonight. But let's get started with the first of our French performances tonight, a track from a band brand new to me. This is Papa Noche.
Thank you.
Led by saxophonist Raphael Kenahan, who was letting loose at the end there. That was Papanoche and a tune called Chicken in a Bottle, who went down very well at the Jazz Ahead Festival last year. We've more from the young French jazz scene coming up later on, including Donkey Monkey, a fun collaboration between piano player Ev Rissa and drummer Yuko Oshima, and an excellent band, Thomas de Pockery's Supersonic, playing the music of Sun Ra. Well, as you'll hear tonight, French jazz is in rude health, and it's a scene with its roots stretching back as far as the 1920s, when local dance orchestras adopted the music imported by American troops during the First World War. The gypsy jazz phenomenon of the 1930s set the stage for the country's first real jazz superstars, guitar player Django Reinhardt and violinist Stephan Grappelli. But it was in the 1950s, following a period where jazz had been driven almost completely underground during Nazi occupation, in which the impacts of the French scene started to be felt on a global scale, and Paris became what you might call a real jazz city, welcoming in American jazz stars, with many musicians deciding to stay, finding some escape from the racial tensions of the States. And famously, Miles Davis became romantically involved with Juliette Gréco, the muse of the existentialist Jean-Paul Sartre, and he played on the soundtrack to the movie Lift the Scaffold. The Parisian love of the avant-garde extended to music, and the Art Ensemble of Chicago and Archie Shepp were amongst those who made the city a second home. Naturally, many of these artists played with local musicians and a strong scene of adventurous French jazzers began to emerge. Well, next we're going to hear from one of those French pioneers, bass player Henri Texier. Henri played a headline set at this year's Jazz Ahead Festival, and there to hear him, alongside me, was the French radio DJ Alex Dutille.
Henri Texier is one of the godfathers of this young generation who was presented here in Bremen, bringing them in their band. Henri Texier band have always young musicians from another generation, a younger generation. François Cornelou is an amazing baritone player, and the son of Henri Texier, who was also in the band, Sébastien Texier, who is a young clarinet and sax player. There is some generosity in Henri Texier music from ever, in his compositions. For me, he's a kind of French Charles Mingus, not just because of the bass, because of his composing. When I listen to a Mingus composition, it stays in my mind for the rest of the day, sometimes for the rest of the week. And there is something related to that with Henri Texier compositions. You can imagine that you knew it before listening to it. That way of Henri Texier to give this composition to young guys who are going to give them life, you know, I think it's one of the great lessons of jazz, and I'm happy that we have in France guys like that. It could be bitter to have to be now the old guy and looking at the other one. No, he is full of hope, like the name of his quartet.
Some music from the great Henri Texier and the Hope Quartet with Sébastien Texier on alto sax, François Cornelou on baritone, Louis Mouton on drums, and of course Henri Texier on double bass.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's a band I've seen many times over the years, and I never ever get tired of listening to their music. The Henri Texier Quartet with Louis Moutin on drums, Sébastien Texier, Henri's son, on alto saxophone and clarinet, François Cornloup, love him, on baritone saxophone, and Henri Texier himself on double bass. And as the French radio presenter Alex Dutil was saying before that, there's something very catchy about a lot of the tunes that band play. You kind of find yourself humming the melody before the tune's actually over, almost as if you've heard it before. And of course, there's a very sort of strong Arabic influence on the music that they play. Henri Texier. And we'll put details of that music and everything that you're hearing tonight up on the Jazz on 3 website. This is Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson. Tonight, sampling some of the best music from contemporary French jazz artists recorded in showcases at the 2015 Jazz Ahead Festival, which actually takes place in Bremen in Germany. Still to come, an eccentric but excellent duo called Donkey Monkey and Thomas de Pockery's Supersonic playing the music of Sun Ra. And we'll hear more from Alex Dutil helping to guide us through the music tonight. First of all, though, we're going to hear a new release from one of France's most exciting young jazz collectives, an organisation we've been following in recent years on this programme, Collective Coax. Before we hear the music, though, Coax's Delphine Jussin was in London recently, and we asked her about how the recent terror attacks in Paris have affected the musicians there.
A few days after the 13th of November, we had a major concert that we have been organizing for a few months. So, well, we were quite upset, actually, that we have to stop playing, so to stop talking, to stop keep doing what we were doing and what we want to do more than ever. The need for musicians in Paris today is just to play more and more and more than ever and just shout in an urgent way what we've always been wanting to say. Do it even louder, even better, even more often. Well, I'll let the music speak.
We'll be right back.
That's another band that are new to me. They're called Snap, although we've followed the collective Coax that they're part of for a while on this programme. That was a piece called Lane from an album called Bras. And if you're listening on FM, you could have been forgiven a couple of times there for thinking that Radio 3 had dropped off air with the static. Some jazz, which is pretty much as far away from that as you can get on jazz lineup this weekend. Man of the moment, Kamasi Washington. If you listen to the BBC Music Jazz pop-up station back in November last year, you'll have heard a taster of his excellent debut London Jazz Festival performance. Well, there's more from that on jazz lineup this coming Saturday at 5 o'clock here on Radio 3. Right, now we're going to head back once again to the Jazz Ahead Festival for our next act, and this is certainly one of my highlights of the weekend. Donkey Monkey, a duo we've featured before on this programme, and includes the piano player Evrissa and Yuko Oshima on drums. And here's Radio France's jazz presenter Alex Dutille to help introduce the group.
These two girls play together from a while, so they know each other very well, and they play like if they had a conversation, in a way, you know? They have topics. The topics are the compositions. You don't expect that the drummer is going to sing, but she sings with a lot of power. Evrissa, or the pianist, could be very contemporary music approach sometimes, and play like a boogie-woogie in the next piece, you know?
Her signature is lots of prepared piano, though, bringing lots of things inside.
And also, this prepared piano, I don't know anything that sounds like Donkey Monkey. I think it's a very poetic duet, actually. These two jazz women brings you in their own world, that is a little a fantasy world of little girls who never grown up. You know, there is always something naive about their approach of music, something very simple. You have a melody, and at the same time, they can break the piano if they are in this kind of energy, you know. You can have a percussion, very violent, and something very tender, like a kid's smile. It's both of that. There are a lot of contrast, I think, in their music. So their concerts are never long, so you're never bored.
Okay, well, as you said, it was a very short concert. The person sitting next to me at the end said, "Is that it? You know, we want more of that." They only played for half an hour, but it was really enjoyable. Here are Evrissa and Yuko Oshima, Donkey Monkey.
Try pulling out on the truck, get my motor to start. Try pulling out on the truck, get my motor to start. Looking under the hood, get my motor to start. Try looking under the hood, try looking under the hood. Never did any good. Can get my motor to start, can get my motor to start. The choke must be broke. We'll be right back.
Bonsoir et merci. Ah, oh, sorry. I speak French. Good evening. Thank you for being here. That's very nice to get you here tonight. We are very pleased to be here. We just played a tune from Carla Bley called I Got My Motor to Start. It's about cars. And now we are going to play a piece from a poetic name of our album called the Hanakana, which means in English, est-ce que c'est une fleur? Is it a flower? Okay.
Hanakana. Hanakana. Na ha ga ha na ha na ga na ha na ga na ga ha na na ga na ha na ga na ha na ga na ha na 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 ha na ga na ha na ga na ha ga ha ha na ga na si ku ha na i ga i na ha ga ha na ga na si ku ha na i ga i na
thank you.
Donkey Monkey. They are Ev Rissa playing prepared piano and Yuko Oshima on drums and electronics, and both of them contributing vocals on that. Recorded at the Schlachthof here in Bremen as part of Jazz Ahead. My guest in this part of the program is Alex Dutille from France Music. And Alex, the French night closed in the Schlachthof, the slaughterhouse, which is a wonderful venue, with a Sun Ra tribute. Now, I'm a big Sun Ra fan, and I've seen many attempts to pay tribute to his music. And I didn't go into this expecting to be surprised, but actually I was, because I really enjoyed the kind of energy about this. And I think lots of people, when they approach Sun Ra's music, they try and recreate that sort of mysticism, and they try and treat it rather delicately. But this was the opposite approach, in a sense. Very energetic, very head-on. So tell me about Thomas de Pokery. I don't know him, but he's the saxophone player and the leader of the band.
He's a saxophone player, he's an arranger, and he's an amazing musician on the French scene these last 3-4 years. You know this Supersonic with Thomas de Pokery, the record get every prize in France, every award, and it's his first record on his name. He's around 40, but he was wise enough to wait to be ready. And now he's like a leader of a generation, and because he is so funny as a human being, so energetic, he's like a captain in a rugby team who is going to win the World Cup, you know? He don't give up, never. He sings. And so he sings very well with a very high voice that match very well with Sun Ra music. And very often in the jazz audience, you don't look at Sun Ra music with songs. And actually, it was part of the real Sun Ra music in the 70s and 80s, you know. Around him, there is this incredibly drummer, Edouard Perrault, with his drum set that don't look like a normal drum set and don't sound like a normal drum set. I think the drum set is a kind of imagining planets on the drum set.
Lots of cymbals and gongs. And I've seen people bowing cymbals before, but not to the extent that he does. He has this bow, and he creates, you'll hear these incredible kind of shimmering,
beautiful sounds
exactly. By bowing the cymbals.
For me, the percussion part was like the asteroids coming when you travel with a spaceship, you know? It's a freedom band with a lot of discipline.
Those are the words.
Sun Ra.
Sun Ra's favorite word, discipline. Finally, Alex, it sounds from the snapshot that we've heard here at Jazz Ahead and from your enthusiasm that the French jazz scene is in good health.
The creativity of the jazz scene is in a very good health. And the new thing is that it's all over France. Before it was Paris, and it was difficult to be a musician outside of Paris. Now we have a great collective organizations of musicians in Nantes, in Toulouse, in Lyon, in Rouen, as we heard before. That's pretty new. And that's what makes me optimistic about the future.
Thank you very much, Alex, for talking to us and sharing some of your knowledge of the French jazz scene. Good to speak to you.
Welcome in France.
Thank you. So let's hear them. Thomas de Pokery and Supersonic playing the music of Sun Ra.
we travel the space waves from planet to planet. We travel the space waves from planet to
space swing. Thank you. Merci. Bremen. Everybody. Here comes the time in every man's life he gets tired fooling around. That's why we're gonna play you a song called Love in Outer Space.
in love, in its majesty. Ever upward to delight in the mystery. Sunrise in love, 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 everlasting. No sunrise, love for everybody. Sunrise in outer space.
Thank you very much.
Thomas de Poggeri's Supersonic, and music that I guess you might say was appropriate at the moment with all the hype around Star Wars and with a British astronaut up in orbit. One of the more unusual Sun Ra tribute bands out there, playing one of my all-time favourite Ra tunes, the brilliant Love in Outer Space. Thanks again to my guest tonight, Alex Dutille. We'll put a link up on the Jazz on 3 website to his show, which, by the way, is a daily national jazz radio programme. Ooh, the French don't know how lucky they are. That's nearly it for this week's Jazz on 3. Next week, we've music from one of the standout gigs of the 2015 London Jazz Festival, the New Orleans trumpet player Christian Scott in concerts with a band, mixing up a heady brew of funk, rock and West African grooves. Finally tonight, I wanted to mark the passing of the Canadian piano player Paul Bley, who died at the age of 83 a few weeks ago. Whilst he was still a student, Paul Bley made a splash with his bebop trio in early 1950s New York. He got to play with the likes of Charlie Parker and Sonny Rollins. And when he moved to LA, he was largely responsible for talent spotting a young saxophonist called Ornette Coleman. And indeed, Bley's role in the 1960s revolution that was free jazz was immense. Whilst I guess he was always filed in that box labelled avant-garde, Bley's music was marked by an elegant and poetic touch, something that was wonderfully to the fore in his solo playing, as we'll hear in just a moment. Well, we'll pay a fuller tribute to Paul Bley on the show in a few weeks' time, and I'd really like to hear your requests for music that we should feature. Email me, jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet at @bbcjazzon3. For tonight, though, we're going to finish with something from his last release, a 2008 concert recording for the ECM label. Here he is in Oslo, playing his own composition, Flame. My thanks to my producer, Chris Alcombe. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. From me, Jez Nelson, a very good night, and here's Paul Bley.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm starting today with the tenor Mark Padmore and the pianist Julius Drake, a recital of songs by Schubert and Fauré, which they gave in Copenhagen in February 2015. Five Schubert Lieder to begin, and first is Der Wanderer an den Mond. The wanderer envies the moon at home, wherever it is on its orbit. Moonlight awakes the poet's memories next in Im Freien, and then Irdisches Glück offers advice on how to be happy in the world. Das Zügen Glöcklein refers to a church bell calling parishioners to prayer when one of them is dying. And finally comes the longest Schubert song in this group, Viola.
Land zu Land, zu Heimatlos so unbekannt.